2, 3, 4.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to our daily podcast. Pastor Tim Carscadden here, Christian Center Shreveport. So glad you joined us this week, listening to our podcast, Releasing Prophetic. Yesterday we shared how to pray. Today we have some results, some things happening, and how we have to contend and continue to stay on the wall as things are heating up. All right, let's tune in.
And a two-edged sword in our hands, we will march into battle, declaring God reigns in a holy armor and the power of His name. We will fight on the side of the Lamb. Oh, the weapons not carnal, but mighty in faith. We will fight on the side of the Lamb. The weapons not carnal, but mighty in faith. So weapons.
Thanks again for listening. Whatever platform you're on, whether it's Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Google, whatever one, thanks again for listening. Please share these with your friends, those of you think would be interested in standing with us. Well, it's Wednesday. That's the 27th day of March, 2024. Shout out to my son, Zach, who you all follow on our pipeline ministry, and he joins me on our live streams and everything. He is over our media department here at Christian Center Shreveport. And it's his birthday. We celebrate you, Zach, and your life and what God meant to put you in the earth for, and such a joy to walk with you and to have you in the ministry and the kingdom together. So if you want to, shout out to Zach and wish him a happy birthday today. All right. God bless you for doing that. Well, what a week. We are still here in Japan. We had our flight canceled, and we were hoping to be home by the time you heard this, but not happening. We're having to fly home. This, I think, had to do with weather, other issues here. But it gave us an extra night in Tokyo, so we went out in the streets and just experienced a little bit of Tokyo, getting a better heart for this nation, what God's doing here. Had an amazing time of ministry here this week. Well, 2 weeks, really, we've been here. We'll tell you more about that in the upcoming live streams and other platforms we have, just to share what God's doing in Asia and in this nation. We had some amazing miracles, and people's lives were touched in a special, special way. The church is really open to the supernatural and the ways of God, and we're excited about that part. Well, Monday I had a dream I shared with you guys about we would get horrific news from America, and it would be like somebody we loved or cared about had died in an accident. That's the way I shared the dream that I had, and then we just saw the news. We had several things that happened. We had one was we saw the Moscow attack, where you saw that, but that wasn't in America. But this one was the bridge in Baltimore, a ship, a Singaporean cargo ship, hit a bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which is really interesting. I want to talk about that here for just a minute, because I think it's very important, because we got horrific news from back home. That's what I thought, from America, and this was horrific. I watched the video. Sad, there were cars on this bridge. Fortunately, it was not a busy rush hour, but these cars plunged into the freezing waters there. And the story of Francis Scott Key, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner, which is the representation of the war that America went through in the Revolutionary War. It was 1814. I'm going to play a little audio here of the story of Francis Scott Key, and so you'll have a reference for where we're coming from, and then we want to pray and get more insight, because I think it's not just for America, but obviously it's very pointed to that. So let me plug this little clip in, and then we'll talk about it on the backside.
The Star Spangled Banner is the national anthem of the United States of America. This familiar song has a long and interesting history dating back more than 200 years to September of 1814. The new United States of America, barely more than 20 years old, was at war once more with Great Britain, in a war called simply the War of 1812. War had been raging for more than a year and a half when a young American lawyer named Francis Scott Key was sent to a British ship, the HMS Minden, to negotiate the release of some American prisoners. The negotiations took a long time, and because Key had heard the British planning an attack on Baltimore, Maryland, they wouldn't let him go until after the battle. On September 13th, 1814, the British attacked Fort McHenry as Francis Scott Key watched anxiously from a ship a few miles away. The battle was so fierce that Key was worried that the British would win. As the sun set, the sky turned red, giving a last glimpse of the American flag as the battle continued into the darkness. The fight raged on all through the rainy night, but once the rockets' red glare and bombs bursting in air stopped, Francis Scott Key could no longer see which flag was flying above the fort. It wasn't until morning, as the early light of dawn revealed the aftermath, that he could see that the American flag still flew, meaning that they had not been defeated. Key was so inspired that the next day he wrote a poem on the back of a letter he had in his pocket. And on September 16th, he was released in Baltimore, where he completed his poem. It was originally titled Defense of Fort McHenry, and was printed in newspapers from Georgia to New Hampshire. The poem was set to music, and various versions became popular, but it wasn't until 1889 that the song was first adopted for official use by the Navy. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson ordered that the Star-Spangled Banner should be played at military occasions, and President Herbert Hoover signed the bill that officially adopted it as the national anthem on March 4th, 1931. Although the song has four verses, most Americans today are only familiar with the first verse of the Star-Spangled Banner, which is sung everywhere from baseball games to firework displays and 4th of July celebrations.
So there you go. That's the story behind that. Incredible story of what he saw that night. I think there's so much prophetic on that, because it talks about how it was a dark night and he couldn't tell whether America had survived the battle. And I think that's where we are. There's a lot of smoke. There's a lot of difficulties going on right now, and it's hard to tell whether we're going to make it through this dark season. Now, we have plenty of insight of what God is doing. I remind you again of the scripture of Isaiah 62, when he tells us that he's appointed watchmen all day and a night. They will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves and give him no rest until, and now this is a story for Israel, till he establishes and make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. But let's not give up. Let's not give him a rest until he establishes peace into our land. And he also gives us the clarity of where we're supposed to be. You know, the next verse of the Star Spangled Banner, it goes through a whole, there's a lot of poetic language there. But at the end of that verse, it says, now it catches the gleam of the morning's first beam. In full glory, reflected, now shines in the stream. 'Tis the Star Spangled Banner. O long may it wave over the land and free, and the home of the brave. He didn't see until the first morning's light whether they made it or not, whether the America was going to continue the fight. And he wrote this great song. It's our national anthem. The next verse is in there. And where is there a band was so valiantly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion, a home and a country, should leave us no more? Their blood was washed out, their foul footsteps pollution. Now refuge come, save this hurling and slave from this terror of flight, or the gloom of the grave, and the Star-Spangled Banner in triumph doth wave or the land of the free and the home of the brave. So again, I like his language there. We keep pushing forth. We don't quit. The battle's confusion, and I think that's what we're seeing right now. Lots of confusion. Are we going to survive? Will the country be what it was once, and will it continue to press forward? And then the last verse says, thus may it ever, when fire, free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation. Bless the victory in peace. May the heaven-rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just. And this be our motto, in God is our trust. And the Star-Spangled Banner its triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. There it is. That's our passion right now. It is in God we trust. So between this war that we're in and the desired peace, there's a war. And that is what we are doing, we're contending for right now. And as we talk about this passage here, I mean this song, as well as the passage in Isaiah 62, our cause is just, because what we're fighting for is the promise that our nation, America, we're going to use this example, will fulfill its mandate, which was what? To spread the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth. You know, it was in 1620 that we had what we call the Pilgrims wrote their first document that kind of really gave us a nation. So really we're 400 years plus, as it was in 1620, but even earlier, as we've shared before, where Robert Ford shared about the covenant he made with God concerning the land and its kingdom purpose. But in that, we see a major transformation, a major change in 2020, our 400-year anniversary. Now remember, Israel was in bondage for 400 years plus, extra 30 because of Moses' issues, but there's a promise. So there's a picture here that we've come through our 400 years, and let's not go into bondage, let's go out of it. And I think that's our prayer and our promise from the Lord. If we contend, he will surely listen. And we can speak to this mountain, this battle we have, and ask that God cast it in the sea. So as you join with us today in prayer, let's remember our purpose as watchmen on the wall. Now remember, a watchman is one who watches for the enemy, but also watches for the Lord. Somebody who stands in the gap. And that term gap, when the Lord was talking about it in passage, I looked for one who would stand in the gap. This was a noted term in the Middle East at that time of walled cities. And when the walls were breached or there was a gap in the wall, it required somebody stand in the gap, lest the enemy overtake the land. And I think about all the gaps that we have in the land, all the gaps we have in the nations. The only way is for warriors, intercessors, the ecclesia to stand in those gaps. And this is a company, all of us who are partnering with the Lord in this effort. Most everyone here that listens to this podcast, for the most part, is prayer warriors. And those you guys, you are true intercessors. I know most of you, and I know that you contend on the wall. So let's not relent. Let's take turns. If you're going to rest, let somebody else take the gap and pray until our nations are protected. So I'm going to pray for you today. As this word seems to be fulfilled, the dream that I had Monday, I don't want any more horrific news. I guess there could be some more, but this is pretty horrific when I hear and watch what I watched in Baltimore, and now the symbolism of it being the man who wrote our Star-Spangled Banner. At the very bay, which you're talking about, it's why they named that bridge that, because it's right there where he penned this song, or poem it was. We made a song out of it, but it's that very spot there that the battle was raging. And Baltimore is a very difficult city right now. It's gone woke. It's really a dark city. And so we pray right now that God would strengthen us as we fight this fight. So, Lord, I thank you for everybody that's listening to this podcast today. I pray you strengthen them, give them insight. Lord, I just ask for prophetic to be released to them, like you gave me the warning. Lord, I pray that we'd have warnings and we would not be shocked, that you show us these things that you love. Well, you said you don't do anything unless you reveal your plans to your servants, your prophets, Lord. And I pray for this company to do that in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye. Well, thanks for joining us today, each and every day, here on our daily podcast here on this app, whichever one you're listening to. Please continue to share this with your friends and let them know what we are doing on these podcasts. Don't forget, we're entering the feast season, so pay attention to all our platforms, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, our website. We try to really engage during this season, a very important time. Thank you for your giving and standing with us in this hour. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.